talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And we're going to the lines themselves. We have a caller, Diango from Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Diango?
Well, hi, Matt. Thanks for having me on the show. Good morning. My name is Diango Jose Serpas. So I live in Milwaukee, south side of Milwaukee, and I'm running for Milwaukee County Supervisor in the 14th Supervisory District here in Milwaukee County.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, I've heard of you. I'm glad you called in. I always enjoy having candidates call in. For purposes of the show, Diango Zerpa is a candidate for Milwaukee County Board, which is going to be great to have somebody on there, a good, strong, independent voice. Diango, tell me a little something about your background, your work background, and some of the issues that you see from Milwaukee County.
Well, sure. Thanks. Yeah. A little bit about me and my personal life work experience. So I went to MATC here in Milwaukee, raised by a single mother who was an immigrant from Maracay, Venezuela. I'm first generation American. I have 5 years of public service experience. So I was a legislative aide for the Milwaukee County Council, a legislative aide at the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, working for 3 years for the very district that I'm running to represent. And so, you know, at the county board, I helped draft budget amendments, draft resolutions. I was also a special education professional at the Milwaukee Public School System at the Riverside High School, working to support the special ed unit there. And currently, I am an employee of the Wisconsin State Legislature. So I work for our state representative, who represents the south side of Milwaukee, Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez, who's the 8th District Assembly representative in the state legislature.
Those are great credentials. Yeah. I know Sylvia. She's a real leader, certainly in the Milwaukee area, and I think statewide in the state legislature. And, you know, Milwaukee right now, the population of Milwaukee is about 20% Latino. And obviously, it's a very vibrant community, a very valuable community in Milwaukee. And we need future leaders, and I think I'm talking to one of them. Diango, give me just a bird's eye view of a few of the issues. If you're elected to the Milwaukee County Board, and as I see it, I don't think you're opposed right now. What are some of the issues that you think are important that you'd work on?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, and so, yeah, a big reason why I'm running is a lot of the projects and things that we started at the county board when I worked with Supervisor Ortiz-Velez. You know, I'd like to continue the momentum that we've built on some of those issues. So, one of the major things that I'd like to try and tackle. My district is a very vibrant community. It's bursting at the seams with, you know, small businesses and just great culture. But it's not without some issues. One issue, of course, is the issue of sex trafficking, prostitution in the district. National Avenue and Greenfield Avenue, especially. You know, it's no secret here in the city that we have some issues there. So one thing I'd like to do to try and address that is currently in the housing division at Milwaukee County. We have a group of employees that work around the clock addressing homelessness. And what they do is they go out and they engage with homeless persons, people who are in bad life circumstances. They connect them to housing services, and they have a very high success rate, very high, about 70%, if I recall, in my time at the county board. And so essentially what I would like to do is expand that program into, the kind of world of sex trafficking, human trafficking that happens in Milwaukee's south side, where, some of the women that you see on the street. I live on, 19th and National. I just moved to 11th and Greenfield. And so, it's visible. You can see it, right there on the street. So I want to expand that program so that these folks will go out at the county, will go out, engage with these women because they're victims, oftentimes victims of abuse. Their handlers may have, addicted them to narcotics.
Yeah, I'm glad, these are two, human trafficking and homelessness. are two of the most important issues, I think, facing us socially right now in Milwaukee. I'm really glad to hear that you're saying that. And one thing I'll throw out just for context of everybody. The other day, an individual, a homeless person, froze to death on Milwaukee streets. And in fact, if you've ever been on Old World 3rd Street, you know what I mean? You have ever been to the Hyatt Hotel and you, say you go over and have dinner at Mater's or you go to Usinger's or the Spice House, Old World 3rd Street. In that area, and I'm talking about downtown, an individual froze to death. Hypothermia is disgusting. Disgusting. It's one thing to be homeless in LA. It's another thing to be homeless in Milwaukee. And we have a problem with that. We have homeless school children who don't have an address. And people say, oh, you should have a computer and work remotely. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Homelessness is a terrible problem, and trafficking the same. So, Diango, I'm really glad that you are running for county board. You're a young guy, and I've heard a lot of good things about you, and you learned from Master Silvio Ortiz Velez. So, ladies and gentlemen, Diango Zerpa, Z-E-R-P-A, if you're in Milwaukee, right now running unopposed for county board, taking issues like homelessness and human trafficking straight on. And there's nothing more important to the people that are the victims of that. I do not want a single person freezing to death on the streets of Milwaukee, downtown, or anywhere. Period.
Absolutely.
And the people that are in there, Diango, don't seem to be doing much. I know they're good people. So when is this election, by the way? Tell everybody when the election is.
Sure. The election will be on April 5th. So it's just right around the corner in spring.
Good. Yeah. And if you have a primary, I guess that would be in February. It looks like you may not, but if you do, you do. And then there you have it. Diango, thank you very much for calling in. Feel free to call in again. And especially, is there any update in the progress on issues that you're discussing and what you are looking to do? I appreciate it very, very much.
We'll do. Well, thank you very much.
Back to other news. Getting back to other news. This is an unbelievable development in the election, the fraudulent election investigation. This is sort of our version of Cyber Ninja. This is Gableman, the election Frankenstein. And by the way, remember something. In the novel Frankenstein, Frankenstein was the doctor who created the monster. Monster was not Frankenstein, but we always talk about the monster as Frankenstein. And you've heard of Orange Frankenstein for Trump. That's what it means. Well, with Gableman, we really do. Disclosed over the weekend, he met with conspiracy theorists this fall on your nickel. He billed for it. You paid him to meet with a guy named Peter Bernager. Peter Bernager is a felon out of Mississippi, spent years in jail, was convicted in 2009 of bank fraud and general fraud. And he served in prison to 2014. And he calls up Gableman and he goes, I know a lot about Wisconsin voting. Oh, really? In prison in Mississippi? Do you really? Yeah. So they met. They met in the fall. And what he did is he used the open records laws in Wisconsin to get photos of ballots and showed what he thought was wrong with these ballots. There's nothing wrong with them. To Gableman, on your nickel, frankly, on my nickel, and I'm tired of it. He met with a guy named Shiva Ayadurai. What a great name. A-Y-A-A-D-U-R-A-I. A lot of A's in that one. He said that there was fraud in Wisconsin. He's not from Wisconsin. Based on the novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. If you ever read it, science fiction. It's comedy. And there's some kind of scheme in there. And Shiva Ayadurai said, hey, that probably happened in Wisconsin. He met with Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, the hack Mike Lindell, and a guy named Douglas Frank, who teaches at an Ohio school. And he goes, well, Michigan and Wisconsin votes were manipulated by a mathematical key that only I know. Oh, really? Only you know. What? Einstein didn't know it. Nobody knows it. Any mathematicians, physicists today know it? No, just me. and I'm not going to disclose it to you, but I'll tell Gableman. Folks, why are our tax dollars being used to pay for this stuff? Why are they being used? They're being used to retain a guy named Nate Kane, C-A-I-N. Nate Kane, from West Virginia. He's a consultant, and he's the one who said that, there, quote, there will be a civil war if we don't audit these ballots. Gableman met with all these people, Peter Bernegar, Shiva Ayyadurai, Mike Lindell, Douglas Frank, and Nate Kane. At our expense. He's billed six figures already. He won't say what computer consultants he's using and who he's paying. Voss won't look at the invoices, and there's an open ticket for them. This is Wisconsin. This is Wisconsin. This is fraud. This is fraud. This is criminal fraud. This should be investigated by the Attorney General and prosecuted for fraudulent use of our tax dollars. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, an Ohio teacher who came up with a key that nobody knows. Enough is enough, and a felon from Mississippi. Enough is enough. Fraud, prosecute it. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.